On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Diane Tiveron is here talking about boards of directors and what the directors are supposed to do. If you're asked to join a board of directors, should you think about it very carefully?
Absolutely. Depending on whether it's a for-profit or not-for-profit, you should always consider the question. These days, to go onto a board, you really shouldn't expect to be in a feel-good position or just a I'm just going to go and show up. I think you're going to work, and you should work, and you should think about your decision. So you shouldn't take it lightly. You should do your homework about the organization. Make sure it's something that you want to be part of, that its governance is typically good and solid, and that you have a good working group in the board. Do your research and make sure that it's something that you want to commit your time to, because you should commit an appropriate amount of time so that you can be a vital part of the board, and you can comply with the law requires for a board of directors.
Are there any differences in this kind of advice you would give to somebody between a for-profit or a not-for-profit board?
Very little. I mean, you know, in a for-profit board, you're responsible to your investors and your shareholders. In a not-for-profit board, you're responsible to the community to the group that the not-for-profit corporation serves. And I think that depending on the circumstances in a for-profit, not-for-profit board, I'm sorry, there might be more work at hand, simply because the not-for-profit board doesn't have the same resources and sometimes relies on the board and the expertise of the board in order to help them through and get them through their decisions and their policies and their operations. But I think the same advice would be true of either. And there's a lot of resources out there in terms of how to prepare for being on a board and what's going to be expected in terms of the decisions that you're going to make and how you should prepare for those decisions.
Are there risks or dangers if you get on a board and you discover that all you're supposed to do is approve whatever the great man or the great woman tells you you're supposed to do?
Yeah, no, there's a... What happens, especially when you first come onto a board, you don't necessarily know these people or the cult of the board. You don't know how they make decisions, or you're kind of coming in, and it's a little scary to exercise your own autonomy, and your own voice and your own thoughts when you're kind of coming in to a new group. And yeah, there's a lot of that on the board. On boards, this is how we've done it. Or there's a very strong executive director or a very strong one or two people on the board that everyone follows. I guess natural leaders, I guess it's true in life generally. But I think you still have to realize that you as a board member, the law really doesn't look at, well, this is what you walked into, or this is what the personality was of the people that were on the board when you came in. You have an individual responsibility to make the right decisions and exercise good faith and loyalty and obedience. And you have to find a way that you feel comfortable exercising that, and following what everyone else does, or doing it because it's been done this way for many years, is not the right measure.
Are there situations where you're on a board and the person in charge, the board chair, whatever, says, you know, we don't really need these independent auditors to come in and look at the books. It takes money away from care of the children.
If that statement is ever made, then you have to run in the other direction. Fast. You're one of the, I mean, for not-for-profit boards, especially the AG's office puts out some good stuff on the web that talks about the role of a not-for-profit board member. And one of the things that they look at is, you know, what are the auditors? Has the corporation received management letters? What is the relationship with the firm? How often are the audits done? I mean, that's a hallmark of not-for-profit corporation finance, is to have auditors involved. So to say that now we need to save money, or we need to go with the board of directors brother who's an accountant so that they can save some money, that's just simply improper, and you don't want to be on one of those boards.
Today here on You and the Law, attorney Diane Tiveron has been here, and we've been talking about boards of directors. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.